I love those Vesta readings. Who on earth is that? I'm going to read my email to you and your reply in my email to you. I said to you, I have Vesta in my ascendant and North Node right now, exclamation point, about to meet Mercury. I want to play with this. While we're apart for the moment, can we immerse and indulge me in celibacy play? Sacred priest, priestess, exploration, and surrender. I want to slip into the warm beauty of this gift to myself and humanity, offered in peace. And you said, you lead, and I will follow. What would you like me to do? How would you like me to help you out? Share with me, talk to me, and I will do everything I can to explore and learn with you. I am always present and tuned in with you. Okay, it's going to feel really good to read these words. Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. Let's play with the idea that I'll never have sex again for the rest of my life. After my years of deliberation and exploration, my way is decided and you are present as my companion. Asterisk. We know there's a reason for me to do this, but we don't know what it is. And the process is a discovery. We are, however, aware we're reaching into the transpersonal to heal something. During this, I become ever more daring and revealing myself to my community. My self-thirst is my self-love. I lick my old dry seed to assimilate my surrender, love, and karma. I'm going to lick back my old orgasms as I do, as you've seen me do and you've seen me do. I display my full mouth to the universe. Whew. During this, I become ever more daring about revealing myself to my community. My self-thirst is my self-love. I lick my old seed to assimilate my surrender, love, and karma. I display my full mouth to the universe. I display my full mouth to the universe. My self-thirst is my self-love. Astrologically, there are two portals that open for whatever purpose. Retrograde Mercury conjunct Vesta in my first house on my north node and all that going in. And then direct, that's on June 28th at 9:33 at night. And then direct Mercury conjunct Vesta August 3rd at midnight. Sun at the cross quarter coming through or out. Footnote, as part of this conscious discussion between us of how you're the last vagina that I have licked, smelled, drank from, the last woman to have me fuck her. Okay, it feels daring to say this even as a scenario. I am a mere masturbating self-semen drinker. I am mirror masturbating self semen drinker. And though there's a few ways to go, I think I choose to recognize that the last time I was looking at your vagina, and the last time I fucked you, and the last time I smelled you was the last time, and I did not know it. And I will beg to smell your vagina. And we should decide if that's appropriate. A way to slip out, a way to say goodbye. Maybe it's entirely up to me to decide that. I will say it feels more embarrassing, daring, and pleasurable to go with the, oh, I smelled a vagina for the last time and I didn't realize it was the last time, and maybe I did realize it was the last time. swallowed your ejaculation for the last time. Maybe I realized, maybe I didn't. Maybe. Oh, maybe. But I did. Thanks, Neil, for being willing to listen to this. I need a man's presence to help keep me centered through this. And I know you know exactly what I'm going through because you were there at the beginning, and I've been so articulate with you. Okay. I can see myself in the true mirror. I'm naked. My penis is hard. My ass is fogged. I'm masturbating with my left hand, and I'm gonna play with my thirst and your love. My dry semen and my love. I love you for doing this, Eric. I love you for trying, and thank you, lovers, for helping me be present for myself. Okay, I'm going to send this.